Hi everybody, it's Susan Ibach and I'm here to share another neat trick inside Visual Studio for you. Now this is a trick I discovered a few years ago, long ago when Sarah Ford had her blog of tips and tricks in Visual Studio. And it's a wonderful tip because it's very well hidden, but I said I find it really useful, especially if you do a lot of searches. I like to use the Find in Files occasionally when I need to make changes to my code. I've got an application here if it's working with to-do items, and maybe I need to make a change to the definition of what a to-do item is. So I do my Control Shift F, which should launch the Find in Files. Here we go. So that brings up Find in Files. You can also bring this up under the Edit menu, Find in Files. And I want to search for to-do item. Said maybe I need to change the definition of that item, or maybe I've changed the definition and I want to check one of the references to it. When I say go ahead and do my find, the results appear in a find window at the bottom of my screen. Now, if you go down to this window, what you're going to notice is that the results first display the file path where the file is that contains that search string that I was looking for. So you get this really, really long path name, and then way over here on the right-hand side, sometimes off the edge of the screen, depending on how long your file path is. So after I have that whole file path listed, then I finally get to the information I care about, and that's the actual file name where the string was located. And I also love that code preview so I can see where in the code that particular string was located. That's going to make it easier for me to find the particular references to to-do item that I'm looking for. But really, what I usually care about are these file names and the code previews. The long file path just fills up the window and means I have to scroll over to get to the part of the results I'm interested in seeing. That's where today's tip comes in handy. And said, this one's kind of sneaky. What you actually have to do is you have to launch the registry editor. So you go to the command window, you type regedit. Now, this does require you to have permissions to edit the registry, so my apologies. If you work at a company where that's locked down, you won't be able to use this little trick. But what you need to do is go to HKEY Current User, Software, Microsoft, Visual Studio, and then within Visual Studio, it depends which version of Visual Studio you're working with. If it's 2013, it'll be subfolder 12.0. If you're working with 2012, it'll be folder 11.0, 2010, subfolder 10.0, and so on. And then within that directory, you need to go to the Find directory. I'll put all this in the notes. I'll make sure I list the full path for you. Once you're in that location, then what you're going to do is you're actually going to add a brand new key. So I'm going to create a new string value inside the registry in that find directory, and I'm going to call that string find result format. Once I've created that new registry key, I'm then going to modify that registry key and give it a particular value. The value I specify is going to determine how results are displayed inside my Find Results window in Visual Studio. So I can specify perhaps something like I want the file name, but I don't want the path. Just start with a file name because that's what I care about. But I do want the file extension. Dollar F is for file, dollar E is for extension. Then I do also want to display the line number perhaps and what column my search string was found in. And then I still want that line of code, that's the T, it actually returns the line of code where the string you were searching for was located within that file. And then I'm just going to add a nice carriage return at the end so that my results are nice and tidy inside the output window. Kind of cryptic, I promise I'll put some stuff in the notes below so you can remember the different syntax. Once I've specified how I want my output to appear, now I can go to Visual Studio and the next time I do my search for to-do item, do a find all, and look at those results in my window. So much cleaner, so much tidier, focusing right in on what I care about. There's my file name, and there's the text I was searching for. So there you go, a sneaky little backdoor registry key you can create so that when you do a find in files, it'll be easier and cleaner to look through. Have fun with it!